"No, I don't," said the captain, "but his mother did. He was born with it. Oh, you solemn rogue, you Bunger! Was there ever such another Bunger in the watery world? Bunger, when you die, you ought to die in pickle, you dog. You should be preserved to future ages, you rascal." "What became of the white whale?" now cried Ahab, who thus far had been impatiently listening to this by-play between the two Englishmen.
"Oh," cried the one-armed captain, "oh, yes. Well, after he sounded, we didn't see him again for some time. In fact, as I before hinted, I didn't then know what whale it was that had served me such a trick, till some time afterwards, when coming back to the line, we heard about Moby Dick, as some call him, and then I knew it was he."
"Didst thou cross his wake again?"
"Twice."
"But could not fasten?"
"Didn't want to try to. Ain't one limb enough. What should I do without this other arm? And I'm thinking Moby Dick doesn't bite so much as he swallows."
"Well, then," interrupted Bunger, "give him your left arm for bait to get the right. Do you know, gentlemen," very gravely and mathematically bowing to each captain in succession, "do you know, gentlemen, that the digestive organs of the whale are so inscrutably constructed by divine providence that it is quite impossible for him to completely digest even a man's arm?"